my parents, it's sort of, I think, one of those rites of passage that you go through as a young adolescent. And I can remember going into town and into the local department store called Shinner's in Sutton. And I don't know whether it was the combination of all the mirrors on the posts or whatever, but I suddenly felt totally overwhelmed, totally self-conscious, and I think it must have been a fair degree of paranoia getting through me. I even began to actually feel quite nauseous, and I can remember leaving the shop fairly swiftly, not having fulfilled my mission of having purchased anything. It was easier to avoid the situation than to stay. If we think about Jesus, we're at Good Friday now, but just a week earlier, or a week earlier in our Christian calendar, we have Palm Sunday. Lots of supporters, the crowds, all enthusiastic, all expectant as to what is going to happen. But where is he now? We have Peter, arguably Jesus' best friend, denying him. We have crowds demanding crucifixion. And even the women who followed him round and had been very much a part of his life are described as standing at a distance. Very alone. And being mocked and psychologically played around with. In a way, at this time, the closest person Jesus had, the one nearest to sticking up for him, was actually Pilate. Couldn't see anything wrong with him. Gave the crowds the opportunity. And yet, nevertheless, even Pilate caved in to the crowds. This story has the end written all over it. A man totally abandoned and killed. And yes, a few so-called friends came out of the woodwork to bury him. But where were they when it really, really mattered? So why Good Friday? Good because he went through with it. When I was overwhelmed by self-doubt and thinking everyone was having a go at me, I basically turned and legged it. When Peter was put on the spot about Jesus, he denied knowing him and removed himself and got himself out of the situation as quick as he could. When Jesus was given opportunity to spare his life by denying who he was, by denying what he represented, Jesus refused. Jesus was prepared to sacrifice himself for the sake of his mission. It can be difficult for us in our culture to understand the role of sacrifice and therefore the full significance of what Jesus was doing. I think to try and tackle the whole things that are loaded on the idea of sacrifice in the time we've got this morning is going to be impossible. But the general idea is that the sins of a person are transferred onto the animal or whatever it is that is being sacrificed. And that when the animal is slain, the sins are actually killed or dealt with by that process. And when you make a sacrifice, you don't give your worst animal. You always choose the best of your newborn, clean, pure, and that is the animal that you make your sacrifice with. And through the sacrifice, you are made sinless, you are made righteous so that you can come before God, that you are worthy of God. But here we have Jesus as the sacrifice. And it was very much the sins of the world that put him on the cross. And let's not, from 2,000 years away, imagine that we would have been innocent. As a youngster, I used to picture in my mind what was happening at that so-called trial, and imagine that I was somehow a fly on the wall looking in, and that it would never have been me. I would have stood by you, Lord Jesus. But that is a deception, a self-deception of the gravest kind. All of us would have stood by. We might not have been in the front row of those calling for him to be crucified, but we'd have been there, not intervening, there at a distance, letting it happen. Jesus' choice to be the final sacrifice from man to God, to keep himself unblemished, to put himself in a position where he could be the sacrifice for all of us, to resist the temptation to save his own life and thereby effectively condemn us. This Friday is good because Jesus chose to go through with it. In effect, Jesus chose us over himself. And that is the love that we celebrate. It's certainly a bit of a brain teaser how a man dying the cruelest of deaths can represent love. But it does. The perfect man, Jesus, loved us even in his death. Right at the end of our reading, we read that the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And there is a lot of symbolism here. You see, the curtain in the temple separated the Holy of Holies from the high altar. And the Jews believed that God himself existed behind that curtain, but that he was separated from man. And you took your offerings up, your sacrifices up to the altar and made them there. But the moment that Jesus died, that curtain was torn in two. God is no longer separated from us. God is now available to all. He's not hidden from us in some holy of holies where only the high priest once a year can go and gain access. Jesus' death, the ultimate sacrifice, has changed our relationship with God and changed it forever. And it wouldn't have happened had Jesus not loved us enough to go through with it. Harsh though what we think and celebrate on this day is, it is a good Friday. Amen.